Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38. And Jesus said to him, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. If you and I decide to take a break and do some thinking about our childhood, we would be amazed by what is still in our brains from those many years ago. One of the most astonishing things is that as you picture the images, you begin to feel as if you are experiencing them all over again. They become very real. What this experience tells us is that the mind is a very powerful tool, and if we delve into it, the possibilities are literally endless. If God created us with such an amazing ability to store information, to think critically, and to question what we know, why should we not use it for His glory? Many believers today have an aversion to worshiping God with their minds. They see faith as an exercise of the heart only. The truth is that God tells us to love Him with our heart, our soul, and with our mind. He never expected us to leave our minds out of the exercise. So today, let us engage our faith with our minds, for God has given it to us for that very reason. Let us love the Lord God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, understanding, and might. Let nothing hinder or separate us from Him, for it is He who created and redeemed us, and by His mercy and grace sustains us, and ultimately will take us home to be with Him in glory. Please join us next week.